Hey, it's Chaz and AJ. Welcome to our podcast.
Yes.
Today we're talking to Window Nation General Manager David Goldman. How you doing?
Good morning, guys. I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
You got a killer promotion going on right now.
We do. We have a really amazing promotion. So right now, 50% off all window styles.
Nice.
AJ, how much is that?
That's half off.
Yeah.
You could do math.
You should get a cookie. Yeah.
I know what your major was in college, AJ.
It was voice and diction.
On top of that, coupled with that 50% off, guys, we have an amazing finance plan. 0% interest for 5 years, so 60 months. So if you weren't planning to do your windows now, you had other things planned, you're under some financial strain, you can use the bank's money.
Wait, so you don't have to pay anything?
So it is with payments, but,
okay,
no interest. And that's amazing.
So it's free money.
It's free money.
Yes.
It's free money. And in times of financial strain and everybody's looking to save a buck here or there, I mean, we're going to help you do that.
See, with the electric bills going up next month, the way to save money is to get some good windows in there and keep the air conditioning in.
100%. So our windows are made with the most cutting-edge technologies. You know, a lot of people think a window is a window is a window, and it's just not the case. Our windows are made with attention to detail, precision, and they're going to save you money. They're energy efficient, so low emissivity. And, you know, again, no one wants to throw money, no pun intended, out the window, and that's what people are doing with old windows. Old windows lack proper insulation. One of the most common things we see when we go to do a consultation with a customer is drafty windows.
Yeah.
Windows that don't close correctly. It's not keeping the proper temperature in the house. Heat's escaping. The AC's escaping. So
I called you on the one I had leaking.
You did. Yeah, absolutely.
Leaking windows.
Yeah, and we see it all the time. Once you know, rain gets in or moisture, you potentially see issues with mold and the framing, which can spread to the walls. So there's really no better time than now to get these windows done. And again, use the bank's money. Everybody wins.
All right. Yeah, take me through it. So I call you guys.
Hello.
Say, oh, we're doing a call?
Yes, I am.
Who are you? Are you Window Nation?
How?
Yeah, hi, it's Chaz. I was wondering if you could come out and give me an estimate on windows.
Oh, Chaz, sure, no problem. Right there.
Okay, great.
Matter of fact, before I hang this phone up, hello.
Wow, you got here fast.
That's quick.
I mean, I'm about ready to hire AJ at that point. That's pretty good. So, you know, how we do it is people can reach out to us at 866-90-NATION. We'll send out an expert exterior design consultant. We actually spend the time in the house. It's not like we're coming out, giving you an estimate. We're there 10 minutes and you don't hear from us for a few weeks. We spend the time to educate the consumer. We tailor a solution to that specific home.
What kind of education do we get?
So we're going to talk about what the problems are. We're going to do a measure and inspection of the windows, convey that to the customer in their home. Then we're going to talk to them.
So you do the measuring first time out?
We do the measuring the first time out.
I guess that's the way to get the best price quote.
100%.
Right?
So
okay.
We actually have a dedicated measure techs as well. So when our consultants go out, they're going to measure for pricing, but they're going to do a full inspection of the windows. They're going to look at every nook and cranny. They're going to look to see if the window goes up and down, if there's balance systems off. You know, people think they look at a window, they don't understand the mechanics that go into it. There's a lot more than just, you know, a sash coming down and up.
Right.
So we're going to do that. We're going to tell you about who we are, educate the consumer. And, you know, we've been around 18 years with the third largest window provider in the country and the number one non-franchise window company in the country. And why is that important? It's important because with franchise window dealers, you could go to a window dealer in Danbury and get great service and then go to one in West Hartford and not so much. We're under one umbrella. Every methodology is the same. And we're really proud of what we've done. You know, we really focus on the customer experience. It's more than just the window. It's about the consultation. It's vetted installers. Our average installer has about 10 years experience, has installed about 1,000 windows in their lifetime.
Yeah.
And then it's the post-sales process. So really at the end, it's the follow-up, the customer experience. And along with that, we offer a top-in-the-industry warranty, lifetime warranty, transferable warranty if you sell the house, if you will it to a child. So we've really, really separated ourselves in 18 years to where Forbes magazine, and I'm really proud of this, and our company's proud of this, has named us the number one window company 3 years running.
Wow.
Really?
Pretty important. We have 26 locations now across the United States.
I like the story, the two brothers. Like the father was a handy guy, right? He had some kind of a like home improvement business or
absolutely
something.
So Harlan and Aaron Magden founded the company in 2006. They're third generation window dealers. Their father, Mikey Magden, headed his own business in Cleveland. Around this area, everybody's heard of Crazy Eddie if you're my age or older.
That's right.
And he did those crazy commercials for his electronics.
Yeah.
It's insane. Their father did some commercials like that in Cleveland, and that really
you have to get
gave him that for
audio.
Yeah, I'll do my best. Do my best. I'm sure Harley and Aaron have something that we can get to you guys.
Crazy Windows.
Yeah. No, it's a great story, and it's two brothers, and you know, so it's a family-owned and operated company, but it's got the muscle of a big company and a smart company.
It is.
I call you. You send a guy out or a girl. They measure everything up. They give me a price quote. They ask a lot of questions, talk about my needs and wants, and then we get a price, we decide to go. How long does it take before we're done?
That's a great question. So traditionally, about 6 to 8 weeks before the installation happens. It was our industry was affected pretty badly by COVID. Those installation dates were about 18 to 24 weeks because of manufacturing shutdown, supply chain. Everything's kind of turned itself around now. Sometimes we even see, we don't want to overpromise and underdeliver, but sometimes we even see windows coming in after order and getting made in 4 to 5 weeks. So,
and you measure each hole in the each window. So, because builders are different, and sometimes window sizes are a little bit different. They're not all perfectly squared. So each window is made for that specific opening.
Correct. Our windows are custom made. Okay. There's windows out there called builder grade or construction grade quality windows. They last about 5 to 10 years. You're going to traditionally find those big box stores, building supply companies. These windows are made and, again, tailored to that specific home, okay? We can add a vast array of color options from black, which is really trendy right now, to your traditional white, beige, almost every color of the rainbow. So people like aesthetics. We're going to complement the aesthetics in their home and also the unique character of neighborhoods.
Does that affect the siding when you're doing the windows?
Traditionally not. We're a replacement window company. So these windows are installed from the inside of the house, pocket install. We also do new construction for new homes. And traditionally when we make those, the siding hasn't even gone up yet. So we put those windows in that way. But I would say about 90% of what we do is replacement. And that's going to, again, be installed from the inside of the house. So you don't have to touch the siding whatsoever.
What do you think of those black windows? I mean, I love the look now, but I have a feeling in like 10 or 15 years, you're going to just know exactly when the house was built.
100%.
It's going to have dated.
Yeah, it's trendy.
It looks cool now.
It's trendy. Yeah. I mean, everybody knows when you go around a neighborhood, whether that's here in Connecticut or Western Mass or anywhere in the country, traditionally we see white windows.
Yeah.
You know, depending again on the house or personal taste, we can actually, again, tailor that solution to a customer's wants and needs.
That's pretty cool.
And that window, you just plug it right back, right in. It's like there's like leaves, like where a sheet rock and anything like that, just plugs right in where the old one was.
We traditionally, you know, I would say 99% of the time, we don't have to even take trim off.
That's awesome.
The inside of the
really?
House.
Yeah, because I've seen people get windows done in their house and like now the whole wall's messed up. You guys just kind of plug it in.
Who was doing those windows?
This is years ago. Yeah, this is back in Long Island.
People smoking marijuana?
Probably were, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah, right. The installers is
the That's why you don't go with the lowest quote.
Exactly. That's why you go here.
Yeah, that's right. You go to Window Nation.
One of the other things that we're really proud of, too, is that, you know, we make the experience for the customer seamless, and we try to make it so it flows for them. So, you know, one of the most common things we see with a lot of contractors is disruptions, or they start a job on Monday and you don't hear from them again for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
We're going to come there. Traditionally, it takes about 1 to 2 days, depending on the size.
Oh, you're there until it's done.
And we're there until it's done. So if we come on Monday, we're going to be there on Tuesday, barring rain or snow. And we install all over, throughout the whole year.
So a typical house takes a day or two?
About a day or two, dependent on how many windows and the size of the crew, you know. And we've done homes where there's 60, 70 windows, and we've done homes where there's two. No job is too small.
60, wow.
No job is too big
windows.
For us. We make sure that, you know, again, our installers are trained, they're vetted, and they fall under the direction of Matt Quirk, who's our branch manager. He does our operations.
My house is almost 100 years old. Maybe like 30, 40 years ago was last time new windows were put into the house. What are some things like you should look for to like know if your windows are bad?
Well,
windows are bad.
Well,
I could see them from here.
Yeah, I mean, with 30 to 40 years old, it might be time for you, AJ, to consider getting some new windows.
Yeah.
At this juncture, there's a myriad of things. I mean, we've all gone into people's homes and we've seen windows that they won't stay up, so they put books on it or a piece of wood to hold it up.
Yeah.
You see windows that you go to open and they fall off the balance system, so they fall out. Drafty windows, seal failure, we see that condensation and that the water in between the panes. you know, not insulated correctly.
Right.
There's always a gap left between a window and the frame of the home. And the reason for that is you need to fill that with insulation, because expansion, contraction, or settlement of a structure, if you didn't do that, guess what's going to happen?
Yeah.
That window's going to bow. It's going to pop. It's going to break. So, you know, there's a lot of jack of all trades out there, and we all know the other part of that, masters of none. There's a lot of contractors out there. Here's the facts. In the first 3 years that a contracting company starts, about 75% of those companies go out of business.
Oh, boy.
And here's the even scarier fact.
It's tough business.
It is. The scarier part of that is in about 5 to 6 years, and these are real numbers, about 90% are out of business. So it's super important who you choose. It's super important that you get a warranty. It's not like you're going to Walmart and buying a toaster oven. They ask you to buy that warranty and you always say no. This is your people's homes. Most people, it's their largest investment.
Mine, yeah.
Yeah, so you want to make sure that it's right, that you're covered, that you have peace of mind. And we don't just provide windows and service. We're providing peace of mind.
How long is the warranty?
The warranty is a 50-year warranty.
50?
50-year warranty.
5-0.
Covers everything from the windows to the materials.
All right, so this is the last time you're going to have to change the window.
It's the last time. The windows, you know, I'm 53 years old, so if I put in new windows tomorrow, the windows are going to outlive me.
Well, unless you're a vampire.
Yeah, 100%, yeah. So, I mean, at the end of the day, hang a little garlic on the window.
Three or four
you know?
Times, man.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, it's transferable as well, so it makes it turnkey. Your home is going to gain value with new windows. You're going to have great curb appeal. And when you go to sell that house, it's a selling point for the new owner to get that 15-year warranty transferred to them.
So it's a 50-year
lifetime warranty. Covers everything except for acts of God. That would be your homeowner's insurance.
How many years on the labor?
So depending on the window model, because we have windows custom, again, all custom to fit everybody's budget. So on the labor, on the low end, I believe 5 years, and then there's an unlimited labor warranty on our top windows.
Huh.
Yeah.
I have this fireplace in my main room, and then it's flanked by two giant windows that go up the length of the wall. It's like 15-foot high ceiling.
Sure.
So you could do that.
We can provide custom windows to suit anybody's need. We don't do commercial, so you're never going to see us in Manhattan. You're not going to see us up on...
Phil's over there.
Right, hi, Phil.
Thank you.
Phil's got a new house. How are your windows?
They're probably old.
They're probably drafty because he's sneezing.
He needs new windows.
Yes, he does.
Each room is a little different, to be fair. So there's an addition that was put on after the house was originally constructed, and you can see a little bit newer in there, and then some of the other rooms, like our dining room. It's like you were saying before, you start to put them up, you see it like getting off the track a little bit, you got to shove like the right side up, then the left side up. It can be a little frustrating. They seem to lock pretty well, which I'm a fan of. I like that, but
sure.
We're a little different all around the house. You can tell it's been sort of piecemeal.
So,
as
David, when you go in and you price a job, do you, you know, if you find a room that like, wow, these windows are relatively new, but
sure,
the rest of the house needs windows, you just do a price quote on it. You tell the homeowner they don't need windows.
We tell the homeowner. So and that happens so many times. So if we go into a home, we're gonna do a consultation. Again, we're gonna sit down, we're gonna ask questions to figure out what your needs are, what your wants are, and how we can find a solution to that. So we'll go into a home, and if you've got six windows that are good, we're not gonna try to sell you new windows on those. We may take measurements for them. So down the road, if something should happen with those windows, we already have that.
Right.
And then, you know, we give people preferred customer status and discounts. We're gonna do a true assessment. We're going to convey that to the customer, and we're going to help them, again, try to find...
What's this preferred status or discount?
So we give preferred customer discounts to existing customers. They come back to us. A lot of times what happens is, you know, if you have a house full of windows, and, you know, at this juncture, 20 windows, you want to just partial them down, we can do 4 or 5 of them at a time, come back, we'll lock you in for the same pricing for 18 months, because there's always increases. I mean, everything's so egregious right now, right? In a post-COVID, inflationary... you know, wood prices, windows, everything's going up, nothing's coming down. So we really set it up for customers to be able to come back to us. We want to give them that great experience. We practice old school customer values, which is kind of lacking in today's marketplace.
It's tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anything else before we wrap up?
You know, again, if you need windows, you know, you might be, nobody wants to be that home in that neighborhood where you've got 20 homes that look fantastic and manicured, and you're that one home that's sticking out.
Are you selling my house?
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, and so nobody wants that. The neighbors aren't that happy about it. So if you need windows, there's no better time than now, like I said, with our promotions. We're coming into the summertime. You know, fact is, people have get-togethers in the summers. They want to show off their new aesthetics of their home. And we're going to be able to provide that for everybody.
Let's just say you're in a 20 or 30 year old house. How long do you think windows? I know you have 50 year warranty, but what do you think the typical window? How long does that window last?
So that's changed over time. Okay, there's been technology that has making a better window. Depending on what that window is, old single pane wood windows, they're not energy efficient. They just lack that energy efficiency. I've seen windows that have lasted 20, 30 years. I mean, AJ, you said you've had yours about 30?
About 30 years ago.
They see issues with them?
The previous owner. They're getting a little drafty, yeah.
Yeah. So, again, it just depends on the most current technologies, what you're using. I would suggest to anybody, whether they work with Window Nation or not, the biggest mistake you can make in choosing a window is choosing the cheapest option. Good things don't come cheap, and cheap things don't come good. We all know that. At the end of the day, getting that cheapest option, which is not custom, you're going to have to frame, shim around it. It's never going to be the perfect fit.
Yeah,
it's not going to be the perfect fit.
Yeah, I went through that.
I mean, at the end of the day, you're going to have to replace those in 5 to 10 years. And what ends up happening is you're buying a cheap window that you're going to have to replace again. It's going to cost you more doing it twice than doing it the right way and spending a little more the first time.
That's right. Well, thank you for coming in.
My pleasure, guys.
Chatting with the tribe.
Yes.
Thank you, Matt, for coming in. Matt's quiet. He's over here. He's backup. He's the muscle.
Right.
Yeah. I noticed he did not sneeze at all during the
No, he did not. Because his windows are sealed.
David Goldman with Window Nation. Thank you. So it's 866-90-NATION. That's 866-90-NATION or windownation.com. Tell them Chaz and AJ sent you.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
We interrupt this program to bring you an important Wayfair message. Wayfair's got style tips for every home. This is Nicole Byer, helping you make those rooms flyer. Today's style tip, when it comes to making a statement, treat bold patterns like neutrals. Go wild! Like an untamed animal print area rug under a rustic farmhouse table from Wayfair.com. Ooh, fierce! This has been your Wayfair style tip to keep those interiors superior.
Wayfair, every style, every home.